of Das, Das is the idea of developing a true understanding of somebody else's situation. Be able to connect to them. And the Ramban said that this is the inyan of Mor Panov, what he calls the Oris Pnei Hashem. Okay. So it comes out. Let's go back. We should work on the Mitzvah, yeah? We did last time. Let's pick up from there. So now that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has created this mitzvah called the Oris Ponim, which is part of the element of Das, of the version intimately connecting to us. Right? So the place that you would, you know, I guess, a physical mushel of that concept is when I look at you with a true interest. You look at me like my face is shining. I'm putting a shine on you. I'm giving you a true interest. That's the yin of das. So that's called correspondent. When the Bereshit gave us the Telem Elokim, so it doesn't just mean that we have Seichel Midas Tovim. The Bereshit also gave us as part of the Telem Elokim. I have a way to be mayor Ponim to somebody else. The person I can make is I can light him up with my focus on him. So when I'm mayor Panam on somebody, I look at him with a true interest, a true focus, I light up he as it were, the tremendous kayach of giving over siyata shmaya, tzlocha, bracha, etc. Where is that? It doesn't mean the physical looking. It means that when I look at somebody in a way which I'm truly focusing on them, truly understanding them, truly connecting to the situation, true empathy. When I'm doing that, I'm being mayor upon it. That is the meat of das. I'm able to be mispronounced to you without in some way ignoring you. Kosher Rashi's out, and now maybe Mavarsha Kosher Baruch Hu Nosel Aleim Leiv Lehelamenu. Mavarsha was interested. Kach Mavar Eitz Moshe Rabbeinu. We have received the Yisrael. Nosel Einu Believe Aliyos Meitzer Aleim. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu put his focus on this. He was interested. He cared enough to look into the situation, and he cared. And he had pain from it. That was why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the shliach for the gula, because he had the koyach of das, worst button. So now he takes this thought, he takes it into a Gemara Sanhedrin. Ma'asher, become rich. Shemar Udas, through Das, Kadaram Yimaleo Kalhoi. The rooms will be full with all good things. Yakar Benoit. Kalhoi Yakar Benoit. Bar Lazar. Kalhoi Shain Boydei. Asal Rachimelok. Shemar Kiloi Ambinusu. Okay, lo yirachmenu oiseu, lo yoytzer lo yichunenu. If they're not abinois, they're not mispoiling to somebody else. They don't have das. So then the Russian says, I'm not going to give you any chanina, any chemla. So the Russian, we should be any better than the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Russian was not interested in giving this person chanina or chemla. We do not either. That's the worst in it. So Shaila is that's a pretty heavy response of Kadosh Baruch Hu. for a person lacking a little bit of das, you know, it's not the chaseif. You know, that you versus I don't want to see you. Like, that doesn't make sense.
It's not PC.
Definitely not PC. Shadows, you know, now they get past the PC. What about Amos? Sure, that doesn't make any sense. It's not Amos. Okay, so what's the pshat? Like this. Das, he said Horus upon him both. So we said before, Das is the Pech of Horus upon him. Therefore, Mishayin Baideya doesn't know the person who doesn't have Sefer. He's quite a smart fellow. But he doesn't have Deya, means he doesn't connect to anybody else. He's not noticing anybody else, which means he know Kula master upon him. He's a master upon him. He's the opposite of a mayor upon him. He touches, does not notice, he does not care, he ignores, he does not show an interest, he does not show the interest to try and find out. Okay. Now, Hain Kabi Atma, Hain Kabi Zulasa, but there are Kharitsa Bechesa, the Bechokhma, enemies burning, and a riot. So, I'm not really being misbinding with the other people means usually that person does not truly understand yourself. You need to be able to be misbinding into it, which means you have to make yourself as an objective observer to some extent and honestly assess your mindless, honestly assess your chesronos, honestly assess your potential, and then have the compassion and the interest and the care to then bring yourself to that potential. The person who's mounted upon him doesn't really know himself. Being merakim is a form of oris ponim. This person is not the correct way to deal with a non-mayor ponim is not to be a mayor ponim to him. He'll become rich. If the truth is, it brings you all good. In a metaphysical sense, and therefore the physical parallels that. The Gemara says, "Deo kanisa ma chasarta." So that's the Gemara actually in the Dora. The Dobe Kulabe, which is Deh Kanisa Machasarta. If you have Das, you're not missing anything. So that is the most valuable possession, the Gemara said. Karach Niflu Gemara Haponim Shaladas. So the Karach of Horus Ponim is a tremendously powerful thing. So the rest of this parak. Super sure if you get the next parak. We will talk about Horus Ponim.
Does it translate Miss Asher as
rich, enriched? Ma'asher.
Like physical?
Well, the positive is even physical.
Because the Gemara isn't that saying, isn't that a contrast to money? Das Kanisa Ma'asher Sarta.
Yes and no. The Mila of Das is that a person could truly appreciate and value everything that he has. So to such a person, the nature of the Bria, a famous aside, you know, that the person says, you appreciate something, I'll give you it. Whereas a person who doesn't have das is not really usually not appreciating what he has, he's just thinking what he doesn't have. So the person says, so why would I want to give you more? Right. says, when you have 100, you're missing 100. When you have 1,000, you're missing 1,000. So why would I want to do that to you? Like, you know. Here's a person who will give 1,000, he appreciates he has 1,000. So he says, oh, let's go on. Like, my Havdul said, you know, my sugar left, you know, like, when you enjoyed her food, she gave me more. And again, I know you like this.
I can't eat anymore.
Like, you know, but, right? So I saw a mice from Rashad, that's all. Which it was apparently it was recently in the Hamadiya. I'm not sure which Rashad was it just Rashad's yard there. So on the 15th yard site, so they put in the interview with Rabbi Ephraim Kirshenbaum from Yerushalayim, Beit Shemesh. So Ephraim was very close with Rashad. Brings a mice. Brings a few mice. The mice that Rabbi Ephraim sent over. Walt actually told me that he heard it. He learned Rabbi Ephraim's color. He was Rosh Karlo there. Rabbi Ephraim Kirshenbaum? That's Rabbi Lyman's like cousin.
Oh, Rabbi Lyman learned there?
No, Rabbi Walter learned there. So Walter told me he heard this mice. Mentioned this mice. He said, oh, I heard it from Ephraim.
Ephraim was a Kabbalah Rosh Hashanah?
Ephraim grew up in Eretz. He's American, but he grew up. He went to move there already. His family moved there younger. And they were more modern family. He went to a one of the yeshiv, you know, the Dati Lumi high schools in Tel Aviv. And he managed to capture himself to Rav Shach at that point. He sort of asked Rav Shach how to deal with issues, and he was becoming more frum. Like how to do the Yom Tzimun, etc. So they, you know, so already at that age, before he was, then eventually he was in the Punimish. Same with,
already at that age, already he was, you know, to capture himself to Rav Shach.
And if it's a Ephraim, is probably 65. So this is 50 plus years ago. This is before Pshach was like walking up the burn of all the Kaiser on his head. And he was already then, but you know, he's available. So the brother of myself is that there was a bunker in Yeshiva X. Who was founding the dorm in Mechal Shabbos? The yeshivas decided of that yeshiva were going to expel the bunker. Before they decided to do this, you know, we should ask Rav Shach. So after Rav Shach asked them, do you know the situation of Shalom Bayis in this bunker's home? And I said, no. He asked him, are you aware of the issues that this buffer is grappling? Is he grappling with depression and other issues, etc.? He said, not aware. Rav Shach said, Reitfim, Arois. If you have a crisis with somebody, instead of taking care of him, you're trying to destroy his life. So you're Reitfim. But Rav Shach, you know, says my first step is I wonder what's the situation that he's coming from to understand why he's doing what he's doing. I will decide if it's really a novel or not. I mean, yes, it's a novel, but is that something which is intrinsically a problem here? Is that vicious on his part, or is that, you know, it's despair, it's depression? What is it? So you understand what it is. So how can you address it? You have to understand the person. So there's possible a person who doesn't have daya, but the reason why he's master upon him, copy outside and copy zelosoy, their hearts of chesed and chokhma, is because he had such a abusive situation that he contracted it himself. That's not what we're talking about. The person, everything else being equal, and he shows he's not interested. He doesn't. He really doesn't. He just doesn't care. That's the problem. Okay, he's giving me a raya like this. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mavdil three cities for the Ori Miklat, Mizrach HaShemesh, towards where the sun rises. In other words, this is in the east of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the Pashat Hashem. Comes the Medrash, comes the Gemara. Amalek Hashem Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hazach Shemesh LeRoitzkim, I'm giving you a command that you should find a way to raise, bring it. Let the sun rise for the Roitzkim. Creating a situation which will be safe for them, protect them. It's Kilo, you brought the sun up for them. You brought light back into their life. They had a life which was dark, darkened. They're in danger. And you brought life back into their life by giving them a place of safety. So the first lashon of the person has been Mitzavah Moshe Hazak Shemesh. He's racked the Shemesh of Roitzkim. The second version of the Roitzkim said to him, "No, you did it on your own." And as a compliment. Okay. So what does that mean? Lachalem immediately to use. We have to arrange for them whatever they need to be able to function properly. If a Talmud goes to the Golas, the Rebbe has a chiyuv to accompany him, because the Talmud needs to have a Rebbe. That's how far we have a responsibility to enlighten their lives. They wanted the chaperai and the one where mitzvah did ori miklut. Now, the last mitzvah you did in your lifetime is creating an Ari Miklat for Roitzkim. Right? Like, really? Right? Elazu, what's his only mitzvah? To raise up the sun. People who have had the kavod k'shei yom, they lived through difficulties in their lifetime. Umlalim, which are saddened. Not a good translation. Dejected. Okay. Umlal. Right. So this person who's he's in a horrible situation. He's chayiv to go to Golus, leaving his family, leaving his place. Everything is. It's all, you know. It's all dark for him. So creating a place of safety, that itself is enlightening him. And doing it in a way which is enlightening for him is part of the chiyuv. Okay. So it comes out, the soifa is Ari Miklat, his first time we really see Moshe Rabbeinu doing an act is Vayar B'Siv L'Sam. His last act is Ari Miklat. Because what was Moshe Rabbeinu's life was creating a way to enlighten, give us light in our eyes, give us our spotted. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's whole life. Okay. That's be'etzim, the mahus of the person. It's that the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the Vershim is aware and cares. And to us, to be empower a true Talmud Lakim is to reach the same Madrega. Then you sell the Chol HaMitzvahs and the Chol HaYachaseinu Bein Adam L'Chaver. This really is the foundation of all Bein Adam L'Chaver. Nifla Lira, it's Aza Mamokim, Mamakim, Megalam, and Chazal, and Sedar Esponim. See how far Chazal take it down. Hashem Elokim, it's Mokos, Hashivenu, Mehoer Panecha, Mini Vashem. That alone, you just be married to us. That's all we need. That's all we're asking for. That's all we need. Person who smiles at somebody else is rewarded greater than if I give him the milk with all of the nutrients and all of the benefits of milk, you know, the whole milk campaign. Giving a person a smile is better. Shemar levent shenayim mechilov, atikol levent shenayim ela libun shenayim. The white of your teeth, smiling at somebody, is more valuable to the person than giving him milk. I just heard a phenomenal study today from Dr. Pelkowitz. I was listening to a webinar taking the mental health issues.
So in Israel?
What? Yeah, his son, Dr. David Pelkowitz is a psychologist. And he's also a professor at NYU for psychology. Fascinating person. I've heard him speak multiple times. Every time, you can't get enough of him. The man is
well.
What?
Is he here recently?
So, besides the material, he knows studies. He set up with the following study, which apparently they did multiple times to test it out. And they came up with the following fact. They take a person, they put him at the bottom of a hill, a fairly significant hill. And they ask him how steep it is. They found time and time again a person who's standing there by himself will estimate the steepness of the hill to be greater than a person who has a companion. And depending on how emotionally close he is with their companion, and again, it will affect how steep the hill is. The more of an emotional connection he has to the companion, the less steep the hill will appear in his eyes, and the less tired he will be when he finishes climbing the hill. This is a physical reality. The idea of you're connected to somebody changes your physical reality. The Venshinai Mechilov is a physical reality, as I was saying. It's not just, it'll affect your bodily systems, and you'll be able to be happier, you'll be able to function better, you'll be able to accomplish more without tiring, because somebody smiled at you. The mind-boggling thing. So it's better than milk. It wasn't Stama Marshall. It's mamish physically true. Let's hold it here.